Moncrief on News Talk.
French course are famous for their cheese, and for good reason. They make some of the tastiest and also the smelliest cheeses on the planet. But are they on the brink of some sort of existential cheesy crisis? It would seem that all young French people are losing their love for pungent cheese and cheese in general, as a recent survey found that 18 to 24 year olds there were distinctly unenthusiastic about some of the country's most odorous dairy products. Joining us to tell us more is Kevin Sheridan, owner of Sheridan's Cheese. Kevin, how are you today?
Very good.
You've come armed, I see.
Yeah, I brought some cheese, Irish and French.
Just good to, stuff. You know, good stuff. What do you make of what's going on in France with these French
really
children?
I'm surprised. I mean, you know, there's a general movement of people away from what we might call authentic foods or natural foods. You know, just because, like, it's not kids. Kids are the same now as they were 50 years ago, 100 years, 1,000 years ago. Same taste buds, but if you keep putting processed food and sort of bland food in front of them, and that's what they're going to be used to, isn't it? You know, so of course then they're going to be a little bit, you know, surprised or unused to other types of flavours.
Right, because I heard this, red wine as well in France is having
that's
similar
just,
problems.
You know, I mean, that's revolutionary stuff, isn't it?
It is revolutionary stuff.
Yeah, that's it.
I would have thought too, of all the children in the world, the French children will be the ones who are not.
Well, it just shows that, you know, nobody is immune to this. But, you know, good news story here is it's not happening in Ireland. It's the opposite, really.
Really?
You know? Yeah, like, because, like, you think back, we're about the same age. So, you know, growing
110.
Up...
110.
Yes. Growing up back in the 40s, you know, as we were, you know, there wasn't much gubine hanging around the place or what, you know, cheese, it was cheddar. I mean, presume you're the same as me. It was cheddar when you were lucky, like, you know.
It was actually
easy
Calvita
singles,
little triangular things.
Okay, we were an easy singles household mostly, you know, those little films that you... So we weren't being exposed. Whereas now... kids are, you know, do have these foods at home. So we're on an upward trajectory. Now, saying that, we're starting from a low base, but we are, you know, the amount of kids that are interested in and tasting these foods is really, really increasing.
Do we not have, though, and I know I'm just flying the Irish flag here, do we not just have one of those kind of, you know, one of those nations that just likes to try things, where we're forward-looking and we're curious?
So we're talking about Ireland, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to take things on. What else have you got? That's our kind of question, surely.
No, I mean, look, it's, one of the loveliest things about doing my job, I mean, it's 30 years, I think, this year, but is that we have people coming into shops, you know, people in their early 20s or late 20s with their own kids going, oh, I used to come in here with my dad, you know, and so it is a, you know, a second generation thing. And they're at home, these kids are, you know, have cheese in front of them, they're tasting a little bit. And if you're exposed to stuff, then you're going to be into it, you know. I was at a friend's house, they had a barbecue the other night, and I brought a cheese board, as I have to when I go to these things. And I was just struck, like, there's a particular 9-year-old kid who was just all over the cheese. He's grabbing the blue cheese and getting his friends to taste it, and he loved it. And apparently, I was talking to his dad, the other night he came home and this 9-year-old had made a cheese board, you know, and was sitting down. But why? Because he's seen his parents do it. And kids will do what their parents do.
Right.
And if we keep putting, you know, kids aren't born liking chicken nuggets.
No. You know?
Like, we just make this, we've got this really weird thing about our kids that they, somehow we have to protect them from real tastes.
Yeah, I think so, peer group pressure is a huge thing. I think when they see their friends doing things.
But also when you're growing up, you know, I mean, the natural way, certainly when our kids, when they're growing up, you know, you just put things in front of them and they're curious, you know, they want to try things. But if they don't get the opportunity to taste things, then of course it's going to
be a
challenge.
Have you seen the online videos of Japanese children? And what they eat. Holy sweet.
Actually, I was looking at reading an article about Chinese or about Japanese and nutritionists that they have in all the schools who are designing and the rules around it, and everything has to be made from scratch in the school and they're getting to taste all these foods and then there's no
that
obesity
does,
in
that
Japan.
Produces a child who is curious about eating broccoli and onions
and
normal everything.
Yeah.
It's
and
phenomenal.
There's no reason why not, you know, but I remember being in a doctor's waiting room or something and watching this child and a mother, and they, I don't remember the context, but it was like, there was broccoli, so it mustn't have been a doctor's waiting room. But anyway, you could tell by the lady, she was going to go, ooh, you know, eat this. It's not very nice, but do it because you're good, you know, as opposed to, this is really lovely, you know, and all those messages that we give our kids.
Yeah, you'll get to love this and you'll thank me later is what you should be saying to them. So we do have more of a taste for you, and you've brought, what are the most popular smelly cheese? I can't believe we're calling them smelly cheese. Offensive to you,
French,
smelly cheese?
Go back to the French. What they, a description that is famous in France is God's feet.
God, that's not helping sell it. Whatever hope you had.
There are aromas. Now, sometimes the bark is worse than the bite, so to speak. You know, you can get this aroma, but the taste can be quite delicate. You know, so you're met with this aroma, which can be somehow challenging in to some people who aren't used to it. But aroma is part of it, because really, the rinds of a lot of cheeses, we're talking about mostly soft cheeses that have sort of a pungent smell that we describe it as. And that's because the rinds of them are very active. So they've got molds and yeasts and lots of microorganisms living on the surface of the cheese, which are breaking down and releasing loads of lovely flavour compounds, but also aroma compounds. So they tend to be the softer ones. But Brie is the classic one. Like, I'm not talking about supermarket.
Sure.
But Brie de Meaux, which I have a little piece of here. And that's, you know, the rind of that, we all know that white rind. And what is it? It's penicillin candamon. So it's a mould. And as that mould consumes the fats and the proteins in the cheese, making it soft and taste lovely, it also releases aromas. And it's kind of cabbagey and cauliflowery and a little bit of mushroomy and some sort of smell like that. Then you've got ones with the kind of orangey rinds.
Sure.
So a big one in our shops is a Poisson de Bourgogne. So that's a real, because it's runny and yummy and people
spot it. They're fantastic.
And that's it there. So it's got this really bright orange rind. And it's those style of cheeses with those kind of pinky to orangey rinds have a particular kind of microorganisms that grows on the surface of it. And they release a different type of aroma, which, again,
there's a slight burn to the tongue, isn't there,
there should never be. These are beautiful. That's just badly made cheese.
Is it really? Didn't get for you, no.
But, I mean, Irish ones, I've got Duras and Malines.
Yeah.
You know, two cheeses from West Cork. You've got Cabine as well, which are the same family of cheeses. We nickname these cheeses washed rind cheeses.
Yeah.
Because as they're being matured, they're washed. And this is to encourage these microflora to grow on the surface. And you get this beautiful mix of yeasts and different microflora. And they are what give the cheese the flavour and the texture. But they also release these aromas. But actually, the flavours can be really, really delicate. And generally,
is the aroma not part of the?
Of course it is. What do you
enjoy?
Like, you're talking about wine. If you like glass wine, like
it's huge.
Or if you do a test where you hold your nose and you taste something, you know, all you're sensing with your tongue is salt and sugar and bitter, and you know, very simple. Whereas the aroma is what gives those layers and complexity to it.
Right. Do you want more bad news? I don't know if this is bad news or good news. They're finding that it's the people who love the cheeses still are kind of more the right wing people. It's more Marine
really
Le Pen.
Really interesting.
Yeah. And the people who are not loving the cheeses are the more left wing people, like Yannick Jadot, the ecologist, for instance.
Well, a couple of theories on this now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not right wing, everybody, just before, you know, there's protests outside the shop, you know. But one, left wing movements tend to come from urban areas, and so they're less exposed to more natural foods.
Yeah.
And in France, the right wing movement, a lot of it is coming from farming, who are worried they're being tricked by the right wing to take on that their worry about their way of life going. And these people are farmers and are eating food that they produce themselves, and so will be more used to it. So that's the association as opposed to
nail on the head.
Our customers.
Should I try a cheese? Should I have you brought some? Absolutely. What would you recommend? Go on, try one there now. Text in saying, don't like cheese, don't like red wine. French citizens should be revoked immediately and they should be sent to Britain. That's a bit harsh.
Yeah.
Come on now. No need to go that far.
Well, this is Duras, okay?
So Duras, right?
You know, and just before you go in, have a little sniff.
So beautiful.
Really gentle.
There is definitely the feet thing there, and I'd have to say there is.
There's a light pungency, but also this beautiful earthy. And then the taste is so delicate.
It's absolutely beautiful.
And it's like, what's so important about this microflora is that it is off this place as made. These cheeses represent, you can't make them somewhere else. They are off the place they're made and the people who make them. And
where was that one from? Sorry.
So down in Sheepshead Peninsula, just on the banks
of the Manus Bay. Absolutely beautiful.
Really, really beautiful. You've got, Pasta Bourguignon I was talking about there. So really,
my total favourite. I'm sure this won't burn my tongue now. It's very runny.
Again, it's really pungent and it looks so strong, but it's not that strong, you know. When cheeses are made properly, they're
nicest cheese in the world. Absolutely beautiful.
Loads of lovely flavours.
That is gorgeous stuff. We're just going to go off air now and eat these cheeses. Is that the kind of plan for the next while? Yeah,
Pop,
and we have.
That was the bottle of red wine.
Yes, I have one under my desk. We'll go and get that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.